So we're grateful for that. And we ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Before we conclude the service, nobody move. I've got an announcement to make, and I'm not leaving, which may bring pleasure to some, and it may bring disheartening to others. But this will take about 3 minutes, and then we'll get ready to close the service. When this church was founded, it was about 8 years ago, and the leadership of the church at the time were the membership of the church. They were both and the same. And at that time when the church was founded, there was the question lingering out there, should this body of believers become affiliated with a denomination? Should we become affiliated? That question loomed large in this church for a time, and then it kind of lay dormant for a time, and it was picked up recently in the last couple of years with vigor and vim by the elders. And so what the elders did was to ask, are there denominations in the United States that this congregation would feel comfortable being associated with, and what are the advantages and what are the disadvantages? And so with much prayer and with much consideration, with lots of questioning, going to meetings, speaking to people on the telephone, the elders kind of narrowed the field a little bit. Now, before I go any further, let me stop us just for a minute. I want to say the elders are coming with no recommendation here this morning. The elders are coming with the endorsement of an idea, and let me continue so that I can give you your role in all of this. So what we did as elders over the last couple of years was found a denomination called the PCA. Some of you are familiar with it, and some of you may not be, but it's a denomination which is very like-minded to who we are and how we work and how the church is functioning and so on and so forth. And so we kind of pursued that in prayer and in questioning and by reading and doing a lot of different things. And so what the elders decided was this was the best option that we could find if we were going to pursue denominational affiliation for Redeemer Presbyterian Church. And so let me just give you an idea of what we'd like to do here this morning and go from there and give you a few thoughts that we considered and thought about and prayed about over the last couple of years and why we thought denominational affiliation was a good idea. The first of these ideas, and this is not all inclusive because of time, but number one, it helps this congregation become accountable to a larger group of people, a larger body, and to a larger organization. The PCA happens to be very like-minded to who we are theologically and so on and so forth. The PCA also has an extraordinarily high view of biblical authority, which is vitally important to me personally, to our elder board, and to this congregation. Our church government is very similar in addition to this, and their moral and ethical stances on a lot of not only biblical issues but worldly issues are very similar to where we would land. And so with these things in mind, this is what we decided to do. We said this is not an elder decision. This is the kind of decision that belongs in the hands of the congregation. So here's what we want from you all. We would really like to have input from everybody who is either a member or considers Redeemer their church home. Okay? I want to make that distinction. You don't have to be a member. Anybody that considers Redeemer their church home, we'd like to hear from you guys. And we'd like to hear from you in a wide variety of ways. Whether or not you've got a problem, whether or not you have a different option, whether you think it's a good idea, whether you think it's a bad idea, or any questions that you might have in relationship to the process that we've gone through. And let me give you some categories of where some of these questions might lie. So, are there any financial implications with joining the PCA for our church? Do decisions get made in the same way? and what decisions still rest with the congregation and what decisions might rest someplace else. Who is the PCA, Presbyterian Church in America? I mean, who are they? Where did they come from? What's their history? What do they believe? How are we similar to them and how are they similar to us? Those kinds of ideas and those kinds of questions. So what we're going to do is simply this. On the cart in a minute, they're right there, is a list of all the elders' names and all their phone numbers. You might know some of the elders better than you know others. You may want to get to know one of the elders better than you do. If you've got input, feedback, questions, or comments on this topic, corner somebody at lunch. Give them a call in the coming week as you think about these things. We're going to be bringing this up for the next few weeks and just mentioning it on a Sunday morning because we really would like to have your input. Because all we want is God's direction on this thing. We just want God to make it clear. In terms of the pastor, the last thing I'll say is this. By God's grace, this is the happiest I've ever been in ministry. I love this place more than any church I've ever served, and I love being here. I don't plan on going anywhere unless God takes me home, which would be terrific, or if I get fired, which is a possibility, but it's not. I'm not aware of that taking place. I have no interest in looking over the fence to any place else. And that decision in terms of who the pastor of this place would be always rests with an individual congregation. The denomination has nothing to do with who would serve here as a pastor. I'm already ordained. I don't have to become reordained. My becoming part of, quote, the PCA is simply a couple guys coming to make sure I'm not a heretic, which is a valid and important thing, by the way. But having said that, essentially they say, Dave, you continue to be the... But this is not a rubber stamp thing. This is not in any way, shape, or form a done deal. We have taken no steps in that direction. It rests in the hands of the congregation. So please take it seriously because we need your input. We may call you if you don't call us and say, what do you think about this? You know, please give us your feedback. What questions might you have? At this point, Mark's going to give us 2 minutes. I'm going to come up, pray for the meal, and then we're going to go eat. So I hope that wasn't too painful.
He is so much more articulate than I. I really have nothing much to add other than we're not firing him. So that's good. And the other thing really is that 8 years ago or so when we started this church, we really had no idea what God would do. And it's been really a wonderful blessing for us and many people. So we're thankful for that. We just feel like this is a great opportunity for the Lord to lead and to continue to grow what he's doing here in Buena Vista. And that's really the root of it. So we appreciate your feedback. We really want to know what you think, good and bad, either way. But that's really all I have to say. We're just thankful for what God has done here for a number of years. We look forward to this being something, a work that he'll do in this community and in this county for years to come.
Hey.